Zohar Chuk Yisrael, Parshas Egev, Day 3, an excerpt from Zohar 3, 266a. Zohar here is speaking about the importance of guarding the Bris, the covenant. I'm Rabbi Abba, says Rabbi Abba, mind you say, what has been written? Hashem says, Osi Ozvu, they abandoned me. Mekor Mayim Chayim, the source of living waters, Lachsov Lem Boros, to hew out for them pits. So explains, Osi Ozvu, they abandoned me. Dohu Manda Meshaker Bos Vishima Kadisha. This is one who falsifies in the sign of the holy inscription. Vama Meshaker Bay, and how does he falsify it? The oil lay Veshusa Achra. He brings it into another domain. Kamat Omar, as you find it, it says, Ubal Basel Nechar. He has relations with the daughter of a foreign deity. Dikri Boras Nishbarim, that are called broken pits. Because they, it connects him with the energy of the world of Tohu, which is like broken vessels, and it gives the spiritual energy of procreation, Chas HaShalom, to the hands of the other side. It causes destruction. The Amen of the Kochovim, because the nations of the idolaters, Ikrin Boris Nishbarim, they're called broken pits. Because they connect, since they worshipped idols, they connect with these energies. And the one who's with them in relationship, so is also drawn to that place and causes great damage. But Israel and Israel, just believe in one Hashem, Ikri Ber Maim Makor Maim Chaim, called well, the source of living waters. Dor Rishusa Kadisha, this is the holy domain. Mahimnusa Kadisha, holy faith, which is mistaken of Malchus. Ikri Ber Mabuei Demayin Slilin, it's called a well, a flowing of clear waters. Nafkin, that goes out, Venozlin we know, and flows from it. Comes out from a hidden source of the Ein Sof and flows into all the spheres. Gemara Tomar, as you find it, says, "Venozlim in Lebanon, and flowing rivers from Lebanon, which from Libuna, from the whiteness, from the Kesser, comes out these rivers of Ein Sof flowing to all the spheres." Venozlim mitoch beirecha. Another verse it says, "In flowing from midst your pit, from your well, the well of the Ein Sof." Uchsiv, it's written, "Mayan Ganim, a well of gardens." A fountain of gardens. Be'er Mayim Chaim, a well of living waters. Sitra Achra, the other side, Ikri Boris Nishvarim, is called destroyed pits. Asher Yechilu Amoyim, that not bear the able to contain the waters. Tochas, he come and see Nara Denogit Benofik, the river that flows and goes out, referring to the white light of Bina. Ashki the Chol Ginsa, waters the entire garden, all the Malchus, and all the worlds below that we see from it. Ravi the Chol Esther, and satiates every place. Esther, Kamo de Kimna has explained that the Moli, the How, Esther, the Ginsa, until it fills up that place of the garden, the Malchus, Dikri Meir Maim Chaim, which is called the Well of Living Waters, the flow of the Ein Sof. From there are sustained those above in the world of Atzilus and those below in the worlds of Ria, Yitzira, and Asiya. Mono Tomar, as you find it, says, Mishami Parait, says about the river that goes out of Eden, out of Paradise, out of the Ein Sof, and from there it splits and divides into four tributaries, referring to the four letters of Hashem's name, which waters the four worlds of Hashem's infinite light, which gives existence to everything. Beholding in Citrin, the star Smolo, Moshtakin, and all those sides of the left side with negative energies, they're not watered, Mihao Neviu, the Mayan Nevian, from that flow of the flowing water. Begin Dinun Mesitra, the Sharamit, because they're from the aspect of the other nations, from the Sitra Akra, from the idolaters. Rikri Boris Nishmorim, they're called broken pits, so not able to contain the water, not able to contain the Ein Sof. Oman Meshaka Vishmor Kadisha, and one who falsifies the holy name, Baha'u Sitra, is Dabek Boris Nishbarim. And that aspect, he's attached, he connects with the broken pits. So he gives that energy, the holy energy, into those places that are normally not able to access it, so it's a very great destruction. So that's what it says, Asholo Yechilu Amoyim, that they don't cannot contain the water. Lo Aili Taman, doesn't go into there. Baha'u De Zachi, the Naturalei, that one who merits to guard it, Zachi, the Shakya, Mehau Neviya, the Nachla. He merits to be watered from that flowing of the river, from the light of Bina, Vamud Asi, the world to come. Zachi, this mother, how very law. He merits that's filled, that supernal well, Lo Nagda, Birchoin, La'ela, to flow blessings above, Tasa and below. Zako Yu Bamadin, merit worthy is he in this world, Bamadasi in the world to come. It's above and below, this world, next world. He guards the Yisod, it connects Bina to Malchus, all levels above and below. It's one harmonious flow of Ein Sof. See, this all one. A dog, see, about this is written, Vayisa Gagan Ravan, you should be like a watered, satiated garden, Kamot Se Mayim. And like a source of water, Asher lo yichazvu, that its waters shall not cease. V'ay l'man d'meshaker v'shima kedisha. Woe to one that falsifies the holy inscription by not covering the covenant. T'ho meshaker b'shmo iloh. To behold, he falsifies in his supernal name. Lo, not only that, il degorim l'hai bear, he causes that well lo yisbarcha, that is not blessed. He causes the malchus is not blessed from the spheres above it. V'kina alei, and we read about him, in other words, call upon him, this negative, disparaging title. Ki hotzi shem rav l'slas Yisrael, that he brought out a bad name. He slandered the Virgin of Israel, which refers to malchus, and by not allowing the blessing to flow to it, so he causes a lack of light and some hold of negative energies upon it. So this Israel Dakis, specifically the Virgin of Israel, referring to the Malchus, that's like a virgin untouched by negative energies. With more, and was explained, Reb Shimon, Asra, Reb Shimon explained in his place, Mandashavi to Skufe Milin al Insase Katmesa, one who puts like bad words, he slanders on his first wife, Apik Allah Shum Bish, says about her bad name, says bad things, Kamod Apik Allah Ela, it's like he brings above. Receive, as is written, Kyoti Shem Ra, that he brought a bad name on the Selassie Israel upon the Virgin of Israel stem, which means above. So, through doing this, he causes a defect above and below. Vazloho, and this goes, Kihod Amar Bichi. Here, like Rabbi Chia said, Amar Biosi, in the name of Biosi, Basula Yarta Sheva Brachas. A virgin inherits seven blessings. When she gets married, we make seven blessings on a cup of wine, on the Chupa. His barcha b'sheva, and she's blessed with seven, because the beginning of Suas Israel, because the Virgin of Israel, which is the Malchus above, that the Virgin below connects to, especially when she gets married. So Yarsa Sheva Barchon, just like the Malchus above, inherits seven blessings from the spheres above it. Ador, because it's called the Skari b'sheva, it's called the level of b'sheva. Daughter of seven. V'insasa Achra, another woman, Man Barchon Dila, from where her blessings, Birchasa, the Boaz Rus, the blessing of Boaz Rus, because she was, when Rus got married to Boaz, was not her first time, but she also got a bracha. Kamal Doma, when it says, Vayimru Kol Ha'am, and all the people said, Asher B'Shar, that were in the gate about this marriage, was the Kenim, and the elders, Edim, Yitin Hashem, Sisha Azos, the witnesses, Hashem should give this woman that comes to your house, and get a bracha like Rachel and Leah, should also be blessed from the spheres. The Vadai Besula Bezarin is bracha. Certainly, a Besula virgin is blessed with seven blessings. Lo it's Acher, not another woman who has a door in the secret. So she does get blessings, but not from all the seven spheres in the same way like a virgin.